You're listening to Full Circle Weekly News, news of the open source community presented by Full Circle Magazine. These articles are compiled by Eric the Unready, and I'm your host, Moss Bliss. This is episode 450, covering week 4, January 19th to 25th, 2026. Alan Pope has noticed a new wave of attacks targeting Snap Store app catalog users. Instead of registering new accounts, attackers have begun buying expired domains listed in the email addresses of registered Snap developers. After purchasing the domain, the attackers redirect email traffic to their server and, having gained control of the email address, initiate a forgotten password recovery process to access the account. By gaining control of an existing account, attackers can deploy malicious updates to previously published trusted apps, bypassing the enhanced checks applied to new users and avoiding the addition of warning labels to new projects. Alan Pope has identified at least two domains, nstorewise.tech and vagueentertainment.com, purchased by attackers to hijack accounts, but it is believed there are many more such cases. In the past, attackers limited themselves to registering their own accounts and publishing malicious packages that impersonated official builds of popular programs or used names similar to existing packages, typo squatting. In response, Canonical introduced manual verification of new package names posted to the Snap Store for the first time. Since then, malware distributors have focused primarily on posting original packages, promoting them on social media, and eventually publishing a malicious update that attempts to bypass the Snap Store's automated checks and filters. An experimental plugin has been released for the KWin Compositing Manager that transforms KDE into a desktop environment for virtual reality systems. The plugin allows the interface to be generated not on a physical monitor, but as a virtual screen in a 3D space, accessible through augmented reality glasses or 3D headsets. Support for floating windows, the combination of physical and virtual screens, arbitrary screen positioning in 3D space, keyboard control without the need for a mouse or VR controllers, and user position tracking are all available. Rendering is performed using the augmented reality glasses as well as the WinVRN server with a Quest 3 3D headset. For input, the KWin VR input device has been implemented, allowing the pointer to be moved similarly to a mouse but not limited to the boundaries of the output area. CozyStack 0.40, an open-source PaaS platform built on Kubernetes, is now available. The project aims to provide a ready-to-use platform for hosting providers and a framework for building private and public clouds. The platform installs directly on servers and covers all aspects of infrastructure preparation for delivering managed services. CozyStack allows you to launch and provision Kubernetes clusters, databases, and virtual machines. The platform code is available on GitHub and is distributed under the Apache 2.0 license. The platform includes an open-source network infrastructure, Fabric, based on KubeOVN, and uses Cilium for service mesh organization and MetalLB for service advertising. Storage is implemented on LinStore, which offers ZFS as the underlying storage layer, and DRBD for replication. A pre-configured monitoring stack based on Victoria Metrics and Grafana is included. MX Linux 25.1, a lightweight distribution created through collaboration between the AntiX and MEPIS communities, has been released. The release is based on Debian with improvements from the AntiX project and packages from its own repository. The distribution offers a choice of SysV init and systemd init systems. Custom tools for system configuration and deployment are included. Available for download are 64-bit builds, x86-64, with the XFCE desktop, the KDE desktop, and the Fluxbox window manager. Oracle has released a new branch of the MySQL 9.6.0 database management system. MySQL Community Server 9.6.0 builds are available for all major Linux distributions, FreeBSD, macOS, and Windows. In accordance with the release model introduced in 2023, MySQL 9.6 is assigned to the Innovation branch. Innovation branches are recommended for those who want early access to new functionality. They are published every 3 months and are supported only until the next major release. Subsequently, they plan to release LTS Release 9.7, recommended for deployments that require predictability and long-term stability. Following this LTS release, a new innovation branch will be released, MySQL 10.0. System 76 has released the Cosmic 1.0.3 desktop environment. Packages for Cosmic 1.0.3 are available in Pop! OS 24.04 and are expected soon in Fedora, NixOS, Arch Linux, OpenSUSE, SerpentOS, Redox, and CacheOS. Cosmic's interface is built using the ICE library, which utilizes type-safe design, a modular architecture, and a reactive programming model. In addition to using the Rust language, Cosmic's key features include hybrid window tiling and stacked window docking, a grouping of windows similar to browser tabs, which can be enabled when linked to virtual desktops. The project is also developing a Wayland-based Cosmic-Comp compositing server. Mateus Alves has published an update to the Singularity project, which develops an open-source rootkit for the Linux kernel distributed under the MIT license. The project aims to demonstrate methods for concealing one's presence after gaining root access while maintaining the ability to perform privileged operations covertly. Singularity is expected to be useful to security researchers for testing and developing rootkit detection and blocking tools. The rootkit is implemented as a module for Linux 6.x kernels and uses the ftrace mechanism to silently intercept system calls without changing system call entry points or modifying kernel functions. Singularity supports concealing its presence in the system as well as hiding attacker-specified processes, associated files, and network activity. For the convenience of researchers, the rootkit's functionality is divided into modules. Singularity includes a reverse shell, which provides privileged remote access to the system by sending ICMP packets, as well as handlers that allow process hiding or privilege escalation through specific manipulations of signals and environment variables. The GNU GUIX package manager and the GUIX system, a GNU/Linux distribution built on it, have been released. Going forward, new GNU GUIX releases will be released annually. Downloadable images have been created for installation on a USB flash drive and for use in virtualization systems. Supported architectures include i686, x86-64, Power9, ARMv7, RISC-V64, and ARCH64. The distribution can be installed as a standalone OS on virtualization systems, containers, and native hardware, as well as run within existing GNU Linux distributions, serving as an application deployment platform. Features include dependency management, reproducible builds, rootless operation, rollback to previous versions in case of problems, configuration management, and environment cloning. GIMP 3.0.8, the graphics editor, has been released. Builds have been released for Linux, AppImage, Snap, and Flatpak for x86 and ARM64 architectures, macOS, and Windows. The focus of 3.0.8 is on fixing bugs and regressions. New functionality will be released in GIMP 3.2, which will add support for link layers and vector layers, as well as expanded supports for the CMYK color model and color management capabilities. Kong Wong has introduced a new file system, DaxFS, to Linux kernel developers. DaxFS uses RAM for data storage, operates in read-only mode, and is similar in functionality to the stripped-down RAMFS and TMPFS file systems. The kernel module implementing DaxFS, as well as the MDaxFS utility for creating the file system, are published under the GPL v2 license. Following review, DaxFS is being considered for integration into the main kernel. A key feature of the new file system is the use of the DAX direct access subsystem to bypass the page cache and directly access shared physical memory. In RAMFS and TMPFS, contents are stored in the page cache, which, when using a single file system in multiple containers or kernels using multi-kernel technology, results in multiple copies of the data being stored in physical memory. Populating RAMFS and TMPFS also requires unnecessary copy operations without the ability to map existing memory. DAXFS can also be used to enable shared access between multiple containers or kernels to a shared memory-based system image to reduce the overhead of accessing memory and hardware accelerators, to access memory from multiple hosts without network I/O, or to persistent memory using devices based on the CXL Compute Express Link bus. You've been listening to Full Circle Weekly News. For more details, see the next issue of the magazine at fullcirclemagazine.org or check the links in the show notes. You can contact me at bardmoss@pm.me. I'll be back next week.